Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast. It is the two of us here today. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Selena.
How are you doing?
feeling okay. Somewhere on the Corona coaster, I'd say today.
I feel like I'm always on the Corona coaster, but sometimes I'm on the up and sometimes I'm on the down. And I think collectively, everyone in the UK is definitely crashing on the downward spiral of the Corona coaster. And we want to talk about, we want to address that today, don't we, Vicky? And unpack it a little, check in with you guys, see how you're doing, offer up any tips and advice we can on how to navigate these really, really, really challenging times. I mean, I can't remember, do you remember we did that? Do you remember when? Sometime last year when we were doing that lockdown series, Life in Lockdown. This is a whole new level. Anyway, we're going to get onto that. But first of all, we're going to start with a big celebration. So as many of you will know, I've written a book called Burnt Out, The Exhausted Person's Six-Step Guide to Thriving in a Fast-Paced World. And it's out on April the 15th. However, because we feel that this is a book that people could really benefit from at the moment, the wonderful publishing team at Octopus have decided to release the ebook so you can get your hands on it straight away. So as of today, it is available. Yay! It's available on, I can't remember now. Well, Kindle, Google, Amazon, and another one that I can't remember. I have to say, when they first said that, I was like, who reads ebooks? And then I discovered that, including your husband, Vicky, a lot of people I know read ebooks, and I have since become completely converted to them. I've started reading a novel on my tablet. So yeah, so ebooks, there you go. So yeah, you can get it today. And I have to say, you know, when the author like really needs her own book, that is me right now. I've already been through the bit on emotional burnout, your emotional energy. I just did the emotional check-in tool and I really needed it. And so I'm so excited for people to be able to get their hands on it now. So the paperback is still coming out. The official big launch is still going to be on the 15th of April. But this is like a little soft launch where you guys get to have the ebook in advance if you feel you need it.
Yes. A sigh of relief amongst the whole of the country.
honestly, it's just, I have to say, it was like, yeah, just reading through the bits on emotional energy. And what's so funny is I write it in there. I'm like, this is probably the area that I struggle with the most. And I was like, and this is why it's the area you immediately came into to get some guidance on how to get yourself back on track on the emotional energy front. But that kind of sets us up to start with what we want to talk about today, which is getting through these challenging times. And in particular, what I've been looking at over the past couple of days is how my own identity with being the strong one, the coper, being resilient, I've got to be the strong one, you know, being the giver, being the one that's there for others, how, yes, that is brilliant in challenging times, and it has most definitely got me, and I bet most of you listening, you probably identify with, you know, one of those types, and it is great, it does get you through difficult times, but the problem is when you identify too much with that and don't allow yourself to be struggling, to feel, to be exhausted, to not be coping, to not be finding this okay, to not be finding this, you know, yeah, I'm getting through it, you know, I'm fine. the problem with that is then it builds up underneath. And I was talking about it this week on the Monday crew, my Monday podcast, about how, and I talk about it in the book, if you keep brushing your emotions, how you're feeling, the inconvenient feelings, the anger, the frustration, the upset, the grief, all of that kind of stuff, you keep sweeping that under the carpet, it doesn't just magically disappear. There isn't like some magical pit under the carpet and it just disappears. What it does is it builds up, and then eventually, often, it manifests in physical ailments, which is what I'm going through at the moment. My stomach is like some kind of acidic whirlpool that is eating into the... I won't go into the full details, but it's basically causing lots of nausea and stomach pains. And I used to have that for my entire childhood. Yeah, I think it's quite interesting that I think what I struggled with in my childhood was the feeling of being trapped in a way of living that I wasn't of my choosing. And I'm like, oh, interesting how the old stomach is suffering again. But yeah, it's just, I think it'd be a really good one for us to explore today, because I heard back from people, including clients of mine, who I know to be the real like strong coping woman, going, oh my, one former client wrote back and she said, I am so done with being resilient. She's just like, I'm over it. I just haven't got it. You know, we've run out of our resources. We've run out of that pot of being, which is probably a good thing. Yet again, another lesson in this wonderful Corona coaster ride.
The lessons.
Oh, the stupid old lessons. I'm over the flipping lessons, Vicky. But yeah, so what, I'm interested what you think about that, the whole kind of like being the coper, being the giver, getting in the way at the moment of us being able to actually really look after ourselves.
I think you know, the nurturer as well comes up for me, and you're right. I think that when you identify so much with that label, there isn't much space for all the other stuff that doesn't actually always fit with this label, you know, that we've put on ourselves, and nor should it. You know, we're never just one thing. Everything you just said there about not allowing other feelings to come up, and the inconvenience of them as well. That's the thing. They are inconvenient.
Yeah. Those inconvenient feelings.
And also it's just the unpredictability of it as well. So you just don't know what you're going to get. It reminds me of that quote actually from Forrest Gump when he says that life's like a box of chocolates.
Takes on a whole new meaning now. Yeah. Like a box of chocolates. What does he say after that? You never know which one you're going to get.
Yeah, I think he says that. I'm not going to try and do the accent. I can't do accents. but yeah, you just don't know what you're going to wake up with. Well, this has been my experience anyway. You know, some mornings I've woken up and just felt full of hope and optimism. And sometimes there's actually a bit of guilt for feeling like that too.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's not everyone's experience, or it may not be their experience at the same time. And then you think, oh God, you know, is it okay that I'm feeling really good today and, you know, feeling really positive today? And then other days I just wake up and it's like just a heaviness. That's the best way I can describe it. You know, even though let's say I have 8 hours sleep and I wake up and I shouldn't really be tired then when I'm waking up. Or, you know, I know that it's not physical rest that's making me tired. If I wake up after 8 hours sleep and I'm tired, it's the emotional rest that I need more than the physical rest. And so I'm definitely finding that there is, I need to take care of my emotions more than ever right now. And it's that emotional energy that I'm finding is the one that is so, can be so up and down, like more than I've ever experienced.
Oh, and so absolutely. I mean, that Corona coaster is an emotional coaster.
Yeah. It is really that emotional roller coaster. And, you know, it could be triggered by going onto the news. It could be talking to a friend and hearing, you know, their experience and, you know, they're going through tough times. And it's kind of everywhere, really. I think that these sort of triggers, things that can, you know, cause emotions to come up in us that can be challenging. And we can't control that, but we can, well, I think it's kind of how much you tend to fuel the emotions with thinking, I think, is the thing that we can control.
Ooh.
And I've been meditating every day recently, sometimes twice a day. And the one that I'm doing right now is looking at my relationship with anxiety. And the thing that I'm really learning, it's not that I'm learning it for the first time, it's more like remembering it, that thinking fuels emotion. So the emotion comes up, but then we can then think about the emotion and have it be there for much longer than it needs to be there. So it's that I'm sort of trying to be mindful of the overthinking that is keeping that emotion in place for longer than it needs to be.
Yeah. My thing is, I think at the moment, is the need to acknowledge the many emotions that are going on and process that. And that's why I found the emotional check-in tool that I designed for the book with the help actually of Don Lancaster from The Bridge, the queen of processing emotion. And it's been so powerful because it's allowed me to feel exactly how I'm feeling, name how I'm feeling. So two things that what I struggle with, that a lot of people struggle with, my clients struggle with, is first of all, knowing, actually being able to say how you feel, knowing what the emotion is.
We really
struggle. So an emotions wheel, we'll add it in the show notes. Emotions wheels are really helpful. In the emotional check-in, what I do is I give starting points. So I feel sad that, I feel angry that, I feel afraid that, I feel ashamed to admit that. And the importance of this is that you get to acknowledge, express how you feel without judgment. And what was so interesting, speaking to my clients over the past week, is people talking about feeling guilty, either about on the days when they're actually feeling pretty good, or feeling guilty about feeling sad, or feeling guilty about feeling angry, because immediately the judgment is, but there are other people who've got it so much worse than you right now. Who are you to feel that way? And I'm terrible for that. And I think real kind of people who identify with being a coper, being caring, being strong, being a giver, are really bad at that. They do not allow themselves to, is this the right way to say, to feel sorry for themselves? Our friend Bexy does a brilliant thing called a pity party. She's like, go on. Listen, can I have a 5-minute pity party? And so for 5 minutes, the other person is allowed to just say everything that they're feeling. No judgment. You're not trying to fix it, but anything goes. Like, they know that it can be their 4-year-old tantrum child in there going, and it's not fair because da, da, da. And that is what I really need to create space for at the moment. And this is why this check-in tool has been so valuable, because I was writing it down as furious, absolutely furious about the homeschooling, about the impact of that, how unfair it is, how this, how that. I feel jealous of, I feel resentful of. That was a big one that suddenly came up. All these things, I had no idea I was feeling them, and they had such force to them. And then you come the whole way through, there's a few different steps to it. But at the end, you're asking yourself, you write a message from your wise, love, your sort of wise inner cheerleader. But also at the end, you ask that, what can you do for yourself right now? And I was instantly like, self-care. I am going to give myself an evening of self-care. Because what did I do this weekend, Vicky? I didn't spend lots of time on self-care. I painted my new and beautiful looking spare room /study. But that probably wasn't really the best use of my time with everything that's been going on. So now it's just like, and I know it, but I think sometimes I think, oh yeah, self-care, I'll do some yoga for 25 minutes. It's just like, you need a bit more than that. And actually I did a yoga with Adrian today. And she got us hugging ourselves. And I felt really emotional. She went, this stuff really works. Hugging yourself, holding your own hand, saying to yourself, I'm there for you. And I was like, it does really work. Feeling really emotional on the yoga mat. But it's like, we need to be upping our games with self-care and self-love. And my narrative, and this came out again at the check-in, was I don't have time for self-care because I've got to fit my work into half the time I normally have, and I've got to homeschool. And we've got a whole load of stuff going on outside of that. And I was just like, nice try, lady. Nice try. You can definitely fit in some self-care time because you're not socializing, so you do have time. But I wasn't allowing myself. I was like, no, I'm the strong, resilient coper. I simply don't have, and a martyr. There was a martyr in there because that's a real, we definitely slip into that when we're trying to be the strong one, never needing any help. We go into martyr. So yeah, it's just really important that we all allow ourselves to acknowledge how we're feeling without any judgment. Just all we need to do is just acknowledge how we're feeling without saying if it's right or wrong to feel that way. It's so crazy that we judge so often, are quick to judge whether we should feel like that. Who cares if we should or shouldn't? You feel like that, so you feel like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wrote a post on this on Sunday in my Sunday love letter, the importance of compassion as a way of relating to ourselves right now. So when we are, you know, when we do wake up and we have those days where, you know, things just don't get done, or, you know, we just can't focus as much as we usually can when we sit at our desk to work. This, I'm talking about my own recent experience, actually. you know, the motivation isn't there like it usually is. And, you know, there are days when it's just really hard, you know, when we just have a really challenging time of it. And in those moments, to meet that suffering, to meet that struggle with kindness is the most beautiful and loving thing that we can do, where we don't ignore it and try and, you know, pretend it isn't there and stuff it away, stuff it down. It's like, okay, you know, welcome it in like a, you know, like a sort of visitor that can come and go, like welcome in the emotion, like, oh, okay, it's sadness today. All right, let's be with you today then, and just, you know, allow it to be there. But there's something you said earlier as well, when you acknowledge it and you create space for it. So I've really found that to be so, so good in terms of a tool, creating more space in the calendar, to feel, because we just don't know, you know, there's so much uncertainty and these emotions, you know, this kind of roller coaster of emotions, you don't know where you're going to be, you know, each day. And so just one example, I was running the other day and this song came on. It was actually Robin, you know, that pop star. I think she's from the 90s, Robin. And she was on my running playlist and it was this song called Missing You. And I was running around the park and I just heard her sing those words, missing you. And I just started crying in the park because I was just really missing my friends, missing old times, you know, the old ways that how we used to live. And I didn't even have words for it at the time, but I was just like sobbing and I just carried on running. And every time I needed to sob, I would just stop and I would just sob and then I'd carry on. And when I got home, I just, yeah. And it just all came out, and I actually hadn't cried for quite a few weeks actually. So it's probably due to there's something there that needed to be felt. And when I got home, I was trying to sort of explain it to my husband, but I wasn't really articulating it very well. I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, all I could say was, I just feel really hurt. And then I just sat down and just let it all out basically, and had a really, really good cry. And then I slept so well.
Oh God, I thought this was taking a terrible turn.
No.
And then I slapped. Oh, God. I was like, no. Oh no. Okay, good. She slept. She didn't slap herself at all.
Yeah.
Come on, snap out of it.
Then I had an early night basically, and it was that was exactly what I needed. And I woke up the next day feeling so peaceful and grounded. I just needed to let it out, be with the feeling and just rest. And yeah, it was just allowing space for that, exactly, not not ignoring it.
And that is exactly what EFT tapping, which you do so amazingly, that's what that is all about. It's about acknowledging the feeling, no judgment, but really acknowledging it, being with it, and that helps to release it.
And it releases the tension. So what we're talking about is a technique called emotional freedom technique, or it's known as tapping. It's a psychological version of acupuncture. You use your fingertips to tap on the different acupressure points around the body. And it really calms the nervous system and releases tension. So yawning is a really common side effect to the tapping, because we're just letting go of a bit of tension that we've been holding. And actually, sometimes that's what we need, you know, that moment where we just let go of any tension that we may be, you know, holding on to.
Making me yawn just talking about it. Whenever, if anyone has seen me doing tapping sessions with Vicky, which we do on our Project Love Lovins, I'm yawning before we've even started now. It's like that, that what's it, that Pavlov dog or whatever it's called, when it's just like, just even knowing it's coming now, I start yawning. That's something, you know, that's something that I should do. We've got on IGTV, we've got some tapping videos with you. It makes such a difference to me, and so good for calming the nervous system, isn't it? And releasing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly the kind of stuff that really helps at the moment. And that's what we're talking about, creating space for it, you know, because, and I think the other thing as well, what I'm currently doing is taking away two of my crutches at the moment, partly because my poor stomach can't handle them, which is coffee and chocolate. But the coffee was powering me up to come on, get through the day. And the chocolate was me, my partner was just like, "You are eating a lot of chocolate." I was like, "Yep, I'm eating my emotions." Just like, I'm not going to apologize. And I know I was just like, yeah, okay. But you literally are eating your emotions. So maybe you want to stop that because your stomach can't handle it. And also you just need to start feeling the emotions rather than eating the emotions. And you need to let yourself feel a little bit more tired than artificially powering through with coffee, so that you can remind yourself, you're feeling kind of tired. You know what you could do with some extra self-care. So like have an early night, go and have a bath, prioritize it. But yeah, hi.
I've never needed so much self-care. It's like constant. The other day I did 3 meditations and tapping. You know, throughout the day, just went taking breaks. So just take a break, do some work, take a break, go and do a meditation. I'd have already done one in the morning. And then, you know, 2 hours later, another break, let's do another meditation. Okay. And, you know, that's what some days are like. Some days I just need so much more self-care. And it's just, there's a lot of baths, a lot of Epsom salts. I'm buying so many bags of Epsom salts. Amazon is just like, they actually sent me 4 bags by accident rather than 2. The guy on our concierge, he was like, you've got 2 very heavy boxes at reception. I was like, came down. Oh, I've got now 4 huge bags of Epsom salts by mistake.
They needed.
So,
but that is it.
That's my metaphor for lockdown.
But that's exactly it. And I just thinking that we can get through this, the stress, the anxiety, the sadness, the grief, the anger, by kind of sticking to the same self-care routine that we've done in outside of global pandemics, is like, of course, that's not going to be enough. Of course, that is not going to be enough. Some other things I just wanted to say, that what I've been hearing people doing is again, we've talked about this a lot, normalizing things, but, you know, being like telling themselves, well, you know what, and you know, I'll hear friends saying it to me, clients saying it to me, I say it, well, you know, it's, you know, actually in all honesty, we're quite lucky because X, Y, and Z. That's great. And it's great to think like that. But you know what? I just, my poor little son today is five and he's just fine. He's run down. He's got dark bags under his eyes. He's got like an eye infection. He's like, and he's never ill actually. And he's just like, I don't want to do school. He said, I miss my friends. I miss school. I want to go back to school. And it's like, and we're having fun. And, you know, he's allowed a bit more screen time than he normally does. We've got Minecraft now on PlayStation, which he is loving. But like with all of that and the little extra treats and, you know, taking him to the park every day, and he never used to be able to do that when he was going to school, it still doesn't take away from the fact this is really hard. And it's hard on the kids and it's hard on us. And what doesn't help is saying, yeah, well, you know, we're lucky. Great. Yes. In the grand scheme of things, I'm sure you can see that you're lucky. But actually, and it's great to be grateful for things, but that doesn't mean that this isn't hard. And, you know, and also the other thing is I was speaking to a client the other day and she's talking about the things that she missed. And she kind of, you could tell she sort of thought they seemed a bit frivolous. Like, God, you know, what's that to be missing? I don't know, holidays or friends or going out for restaurants. And I've heard other people saying this as well. And it's just like, because actually the experience underneath those things is things like your core values. So, you know, like adventure, fun, connection. One of my core values is freedom. I am not feeling free in any way at the moment. I am feeling really trapped and it keeps coming out in my journaling. And that feels like directly related to that solar plexus, third chakra, you know, power zone. I'm feeling that that's completely compromised at the moment. So like, it's actually, if you're feeling, oh, but it's so silly to be missing that, you know, not everyone can go on holiday three times a year. I don't care what other people can or can't do. If you're missing that, it's probably because it's tied in to a really important value of yours. And underneath that experience is something that is integral to you feeling a love for life and for you feeling joy. So don't do that to yourself and dismiss it and think that it's frivolous, that you miss going to the cinema with friends, because maybe that's where you get your inspiration and your connection, you bond over film watching. I don't know, like whatever it might be, it's really important that we don't give ourselves a hard time for feeling for the things that we miss, and feeling the way that we feel, and just give ourselves some space to have some pity parties and process the emotion.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important. It's just like, do we just need to get this stuff out? And do it in, you know, don't go and obviously like, I'm not suggesting now all you talk about is how rubbish you're feeling to every person that, you know, comes your way. But, but create space, create containers, you know, because you also want to be there for your children, or be there for your clients, or be there for your business, your colleagues, or, you know, but allow yourself pockets of time where you do unravel and you let yourself really feel this. Because even at the times where, as again, I keep hearing this, people being like, I felt fine the last couple of weeks and suddenly I'm feeling dreadful. It's like, yeah, because it's still, for me, I was having, when I feel fine, it comes out in my dreams. I get such intense dreams. I've had such intense dreams during these past 10 months. And that's when I know, maybe I'm not as fine as I think I am, because my dreams are saying something really different. It's like when I say to my son when he tries to lie and his face can't lie, and I show me your face, and he's like, no! Like, why is your face telling me that you did eat those two remaining biscuits and take them from the drawer when you know full well you can't? He's just like, ah! You know, it's like we can pretend to ourselves, but you know, it's all there. You can't hide from it. So yeah, wrapping ourselves in lots of self-care, but just acknowledging that this is a really tough time. And if you are feeling great right now, then brilliant. I'd love to have a few more people having a good time at the moment. I mean, I'm able to also celebrate the fact that my ebook is coming out today And that feels incredibly exciting. So I have my pockets of, you know, and with my clients, we create this wonderful bubble in our sessions of like possibility and like we're dreaming and we're planning. And that is amazing. That's where I get a lot of my joyful moments at the moment. But it's really important we create the space to drop the identity of being the strong one, the coper, the giver, and be there for ourselves and let ourselves feel, you know, broken, grief-stricken, sad, angry, furious, resentful, all of it.
It's definitely it's all welcome.
It's all welcome, yeah. And I think I'm going to go and revisit some of your tapping videos in the IGTV section on Love Project Love on Instagram. Oh my God, I can't even find the words at the moment.
Maybe I'll do a new one, an updated one soon.
Yes, please. No rush, obviously. No pressure. In your own time. Yes, please. They do get me through it. They do get me through it. When we did it at the end of our love-in, was it a couple of weeks ago? I couldn't believe how in amongst everything that was going on for me and my family at the moment, that I could feel such peace and love. It was pure magic. So yeah, if you could rustle up one of those, that'd be
noted.
That'd be really great. So what are you going to be doing for yourself, Vicky, this week to create more space for self-care and just allowing yourself to hold yourself rather than always being there for others and allow yourself to just feel all the feelings, whatever they are?
So I'm doing the radical thing of giving myself as much space and time as I need to complete tasks and not just, just giving myself more time, basically. So, you know, tasks are taking me a bit longer than usual this week. So and that's okay. I've got loads of space in my calendar this week. So no rush.
Yeah.
So that's my one big thing this week. Just give myself more time and no rush. And if I need to have a nap, that's okay. And to just feel into what feels good each day, take it day by day. Actually, that is my one mantra that's carried me through the last 10 months, day by day, just take it day by day, because you just don't know how you're going to feel. And so I just give myself loads of space to feel what comes up, you know.
Yeah. I think that's a really good one, actually. It's a good reminder for me is mine is to just go slow. Like with everything, walking to the shops, which happens very rarely now. But when I do, like go slow, doing the washing up, cleaning the kitchen, just taking it like one, you know, gear a bit slower immediately helps to get me out of that kind of urgent, I must do all the things because I'm the strong coper that's going to hold up the world while we go through this. And it's like the email I got. I'm done with being resilient. And that's just giving up being resilient for a few days. See how it goes.
Yeah,
I think it's not a bad one. Give up being resilient for a couple of days and see what you find yourself doing. I'm going to order 4 bags of Epsom salts. I'm going to order 4 bags of Epsom salts. There'll be more salt than there will be water. I'll literally be floating on the top. Yeah. I just think, and also I think mix it up a bit because I need to do something a bit new, a bit different or something I haven't done for a while to make it feel I'm really treating myself as someone special. Do you know what I mean? That is important to me. It's just like to give myself the message, I'm really here for you and I'm really treating you and I'm really taking extra special care about looking after you. I need an extra special something. So maybe it's like candles while I have my bath. It doesn't have to be anything. Or the other day I brought myself flowers. I was like, oh, yes, why not? We could still buy flowers.
So this morning I ate my porridge in bed.
Oh,
like, yeah, I'm just going to take my porridge. And I really wanted something that would help me to feel really grounded this morning. Porridge always does that for me, with a bit of sugar. And I, took it back to bed and made myself a coffee. And I just sat and enjoyed it, feeling really cozy. And I think little things like that, you know, just little sort of sprinkles of...
Yeah.
Kind of like romance. Is it romance or magic? Little bit of sparkle in the day.
Exactly.
Little moments like that.
Like those daily acts of love.
Yeah.
Exactly that. And it can be, little things that you don't normally do for yourself. And that's just made me think, actually, getting into bed really early tonight, because I know I'm not on bedtime duty. Just choosing like the rare moments I can, but using that time and deciding that I'm going to have a bath and then just get immediately into bed. And I can take a magazine I treated to myself the other day.
Oh yeah.
Living Etc. Is it Living Etc? One of those magazines, interior design magazines, which I now love. Oh, and also I'm going to give myself a face massage. I have been I've been getting heavily into Abigail James. Do you remember we met her with Viv Goscrop? Suddenly become obsessed with facial massaging, and it was the most relaxing, gorgeous thing. And I just did it with some coconut oil from my kitchen cupboard, slathered it on, and followed a video, 10 minutes, and gave myself a face massage. And it really felt loving. It felt like a release. It felt really good.
So you and a couple of our other friends, when we all went to Margate together, we were all talking about skincare routines. And I realized I need some sort of skincare routine after really doing nothing but baby wipe every now and again. And now you'll be so proud. I have a little ritual that I do every day where I put this product on my face and let it all sink in. And I've got this rose quartz roller and I do that. And it's just, little things like that really help you to feel so cared for and loved. And like hand cream, like putting on some hand cream at night when I'm in bed, and or sometimes argan oil, just putting that on your hands after, washing them, and all the hand sanitizer, it can really dry out the hands. So just really tiny things like that can make all the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, and having chats like this, Vicky. Actually, this is the whole, and funnily enough, this is very similar to exactly the emotional kind of check-in tour. First of all, you just talk about how you've been feeling and just lean into that. And then you talk about, and then you go through a few steps, but then at the end, you're like, okay, practical things we can do. What do I need right now? Mm-hmm. And how can I give myself that thing that I need? And even if it's things that normally you would get from other people and you can't at the moment, well, how can you still get that either from yourself or get it from other people in a slightly different way, in a screen-based way? Although I'm a bit overseeing people through screens. I was thinking the other day, I'll just drive around my friends' houses and just wave from the front, from them. Yeah. From the front door. I just wanted to see you in person. Hello. A tour of East London and my friends' homes.
Just flash your lights on the window like an old sort of rom-com. Throw a stone.
Exactly. Oh, it's good to laugh. That's another good tonic. Yeah.
Oh yeah, so good for the soul. Laughter. Oh, I feel great after this conversation.
Good. Yay. Well, we hope you guys listening are feeling a little bit better for it too. I mean, I hope that you're like, this is reassuring that you're not the only one feeling this way, and that, maybe you are a bit too good at being the coper, the strong one, the one that supports that actually maybe you need to give up being resilient for a bit to see what it is you actually are needing at the moment and make space to feel those feelings. And this is hard, whatever your circumstances. Even if you think you're a lucky one, and that's great to have that level of compassion for others who are you know, people in the front line, people are losing loved ones, people who got COVID and all the rest of it, and all different ways our lives are being disrupted. But that doesn't mean that what you're going through isn't also still really hard.
Yeah.
You know? And it's really
important
to just acknowledge that.
Yeah.
And breathe. And order my ebook.
We'll put the links in the show notes.
Yay. All right then. Lots of love. Lots of love to you, Vicky. And I will go
and find of love.
Your tapping videos online and any that are to come in the future.
You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.